A Hymn of Glory, Let Us Sing, 33rd in a series. This month, from the Lutheran Hymnal, Hymn 577, title, God Bless Our Native Land. History indicates that nations or governments almost never last more than 500 years. By that measure, the United States of America today would be considered middle-aged, although she may seem a great power that can never be toppled, so did the Roman Empire at one time. And remember the old saying, quote, the sun never sets on the British Empire, end quote. Well, it does now. Therefore, we would do well to keep the nation in our prayers, because one of these years she could be gone, along with all our treasured security and freedoms. Prayers for our country are always appropriate, as the Apostle Paul indicates, quote, I urge, then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, end quote, from 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 to 2 from the NIV. So one may hear national and patriotic hymns in church, especially during the first week of July. One of the most stirring of these is the prayer expressed by the poem, quote, God Bless Our Native Land, from the Lutheran Hymnal, number 577. It seems the lyrics originated around 1745, perhaps from a Latin text, although it is uncertain, appearing initially in English as, quote, God Save the King, end quote, Siegfried Malmann, a German poet, adapted it for his own country's use. God Save Saxony. Later, in 1834, Charles Brooks of Massachusetts adapted it, the first verse, again for use in America. And the text was modified yet again about 10 years later by then well-known musician and writer John Sullivan Dwight, 1813-1893, giving us the hymn with which we are now familiar. God bless our native land, firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempest rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. We call upon God to protect our nation by his almighty power. Surely, he who is able to control the weather, the wind, and the waves is able to do this. After all, quote, he spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. From Psalm 147, verses 16 to 18 from the NIV. We recognize, too, that no country can stand by its own strength, for it is not the wisdom and power of human governments which ultimately uphold a nation, but rather it is God's great might. See Daniel 2:21 and Romans 13:1. We pray with the confidence that he will use that might in the wisest possible way for the benefit of his redeemed children, his believers in Christ Jesus. In his large catechism, Martin Luther explains well the good habit of praying for the nation, because through her, God gives us needed blessings. There is indeed the greatest need to pray for temporal authority and government, as that by which most of all God preserves to us our daily bread and all the comforts of this life. For though we have received of God all good things in abundance, we are not able to retain any of them or use them in security and happiness if he did not give us a permanent and peaceful government. For where there are dissension, strife, and war, there the daily bread is already taken away, or at least checked. Luther's Small Catechism, Lord's Prayer, Fourth Petition, paragraph 74. The hymn's majestic tune, the origins of which is also unknown, has been quoted in the compositions of many world-famous composers and is the national or royal anthem of over a dozen countries. One can scarcely pray the words without imagining or hearing at the same time the immortal melody. Listen. For her our prayer shall rise to God above the skies. On him we wait. Thou who art ever nigh, guarding with watchful eye, to thee alone we cry, God save the state. Our author is David Schaller, pastor of Redeemer Lutheran Church in Sister Lakes, Michigan. He also prepares the Bread of Life devotions of the Lutheran Spokesman.